This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines, and we begin with the ongoing controversy over the pastor in Florida, Terry Jones, still promising to burn copies of the Quran on Saturday, the ninth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks when radical Muslims attacked our country in New York City, at the Pentagon just outside Washington, and of course aboard United Flight 93 in Pennsylvania. These plans by Pastor Terry Jones are one of the few things that seem to be drawing a bipartisan reaction, and a strong bipartisan reaction against his plans, citing the need to protect our troops from possible violence in response to the burning of the Quran. President Obama is the latest in his administration to speak out on this, following in the footsteps of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and General David Petraeus, among others. Speaking on Good Morning America on ABC, the president says this would be a dream come true for Al-Qaeda.
This is a recruitment bonanza for Al-Qaeda. You could have serious violence in places like Pakistan or Afghanistan. This could increase the recruitment of individuals who'd be willing to blow themselves up in American cities or European cities.
The greatest concern, of course, is that this could endanger the lives of the many thousands of American troops in Afghanistan, something echoed again on Thursday by Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell.
This is obviously of serious concern to us. We believe it could seriously endanger our forces, so this is something we are actively discussing within the administration in terms of taking this unusual measure of calling this pastor and trying to convince him that it is not the right thing to proceed with.
And that may very well be the administration's strategy. Reports coming out Thursday afternoon suggest there have been detailed, extensive, high-level talks throughout the Obama administration about whether someone in the administration should give the pastor a phone call. At the Pentagon, Jeff Morrell says he thinks that might just do the trick.
The quote I have here from a very reputable news wire, Agence France-Presse, is, "I don't think a call from them is something we would ignore," referring to the White House, the Pentagon, or the State Department, suggesting, I think, that he would likely call off the event if called by a member of the Obama administration.
Over at the White House, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says, yes, that is something being considered. But Gibbs wonders out loud whether it would do anything different than what folks like General Petraeus, Secretary Clinton, and President Obama himself have already done. Gibbs says the message from the administration should by now be pretty clear.
Judging from the publicity that this individual is attracting, I doubt it is hard for him to have missed the commander in Afghanistan, the former commander in Iraq, and the commander-in-chief, all discussing the potential impacts of troops that we have deployed throughout the world that are in harm's way protecting the very religious freedoms that we all enjoy.
As you just heard from Robert Gibbs, military officials ranging from David Petraeus to General Ray Odierno are strongly condemning the planned burning of the Quran on Saturday. But is there a double standard inside the U.S. military? In 2008, a soldier in Afghanistan received a shipment of Bibles from his home church, Bibles that were in the local Afghan regional dialects. Fearing that that soldier or perhaps other soldiers would try to proselytize Muslim Afghans, the Bibles were confiscated by the U.S. military and burned by the U.S. military. So is there a major double standard here? Is the military coddling Islam while discriminating against Christianity? That's exactly what's going on, according to retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, who's now a senior strategist with the U.S. Army. Hear my conversation with him at worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. Elsewhere in the war on terror, some good news for at least one American family, as the government of Iran says it will release one of those three American hikers that have now been in captivity in Iran for more than a year. According to Iran's envoy to the United Nations, it is the female hiker, Sarah Shord, who will be released possibly as early as Saturday in conjunction with an Islamic holiday. Meanwhile, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is getting a little bit of a tongue-lashing from an unlikely source, former Cuban President Fidel Castro. Castro says Ahmadinejad needs to stop his pursuit of the Jews and to stop denying the Holocaust as well. In perhaps an even more surprising statement, Castro also seems to be backing away from the communist system of government that he helped to usher in more than 50 years ago in Cuba. When asked by a newspaper reporter if the Cuban model was still worth exporting around the world, Castro said the Cuban model doesn't even work for us anymore. He did not elaborate on that comment. Back here at home on the domestic front, the battle goes on between the Obama White House and congressional Republicans about the right way to proceed in addressing the Bush tax cuts from 2001 and 2003, both sets of which are set to expire at the stroke of midnight in the new year 2011. President Obama has said over and over again that he wants to extend all the income tax cuts except the ones for the top bracket, those making north of $250,000 per year. Republicans say it's critical to keep those in place as well, since those are the job creators and, in some cases, the small businesses themselves. The president says those taxes add too much to the deficit. He also fears that the wealthy won't spend their tax savings the way he would like them to spend it.
If Warren Buffett gets a tax break, that's not going to change his spending patterns. If those families that I were talking to out here in Cleveland or across the country get a tax break, that may mean a new computer for their kid. It may mean that they're able to make their mortgage payments. It may mean that they can buy a new coat for winter. And that's where our money should be going.
That quote from Obama also coming from today's edition of Good Morning America. A little bit more bad news for Obama on the fiscal front. A new report from the Office of the Actuary of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Studies saying once again that the price tag for the president's version of health care reform is going to be substantially higher than what was promised to the American people during the debate many different months ago. A slight piece of good news, though, for the president, the number of people filing for first-time jobless benefits down to about 451,000. On the interview front today, I mentioned my conversation with Colonel Bob McGinnis as he explains why he sees a distinct double standard in how the military approaches Islam as well as Christianity. Also, while there at worldnetdaily.com, dateline.radioamerica.org, you can hear my conversation with Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. She goes over some of the latest numbers involving the overall price tag on healthcare, as well as a story coming out of North Carolina where sheriffs in that state are hoping to get the list of everyone who has been prescribed painkillers, many privacy groups very upset about what type of trend that might lead to. And, of course, it's Thursday, my conversation with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. We'll get his thoughts on whether the president's new economic focus will be helpful to the Democrats come November. We'll also get his thoughts on some upcoming primaries and how the administration has handled this controversy over the potential burning of the Quran. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.